Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and welcome to week 7 of the NFL season. We got a packed episode for you, all within that 600-second window. More follower fave with our guy, Joe Osborne, and our follow bets, 5-1 on the season so far. I'll have my best bets for Thursday Night Football. We got Jags at Saints. And then making his Sharp 600 debut here is Aaron Waterworth, trading manager for Bet365. He's going to run the two-minute drill with us, give us insights from behind the counter for all of Week 7's betting action. Now, before we start, I ask, if you like the podcast, if you've been following along with the bets, please take a second, rate and review the Sharp 600. We love that feedback, and those ratings help us climb the podcast charts and talk to sports bettors just like yourself. All right, let's get to it. 600 seconds on the clock, please. Time for the weekly follow or fade with our guy, Joe Osborne. And Joe, the follow selections now 5-1. We hit with Kansas City last week. The game is simple. I've got some bets that I throw out. Joe tells me which one he wants to follow and which one he wants to fade. God rest his soul on that one. Lines courtesy of Bet365. As of the time of this recording, of course, odds are subject to change. So, Joe, we've got Cleveland and Indy under 39 points. Lions +3. Washington under their team total of 20.5. And then Green Bay -1 at Denver. So let's start with the hot hand here. Which one are you following?
I like a few of those. I'm going to follow Cleveland Indy under 39. So we're seeing very low scoring in Browns games here this season. Four of their five games have actually gone under 39 points. The one game that didn't was against the Steelers. The Steelers scored 14 points courtesy of their defense in that game. And one thing that I think is flying under the radar is, regardless of who's been at quarterback for the Browns, the offense has been really bad. They're having a lot of trouble moving the football. They are 28th in yards per play, 31st in third down conversion percentage. Now, the strength of the Colts defense is stopping the run. They're hovering around the top 10 in yards per rush attempt allowed. What does Cleveland like to do? They like to run the football. They're very dependent on that. They run it at the fifth highest percentage in the NFL. And of course, we know defense is the bread and butter for the Cleveland Browns, right? They're at or among the top of the league in many important categories. And I know people love the guy, but Gardner Minshew is not the guy. He didn't look good last week. He threw in three interceptions. He was sacked 5 times in a game against the Ravens. This offense is simply not designed for him. So I think he's going to get shut down. I think the Colts are going to have trouble scoring points. And I don't think the Browns will exactly light it up either.
And we talked about this on the Before You Bet show. This was my first bet of Sunday. I bet it under 40.5 Sunday night. It continued to drop. We could have two backups here, but like you said, with Watson in play, it may not matter. Not very explosive. And the Cleveland offense, too, very, very methodical, among the slowest in terms of seconds per snaps out there. And then Indy's got that two-headed monster. They're going to have to lean on Zach Moss and Jonathan Taylor. So a lot of runs with the clock ticking. And then they're, like you said, up against that Cleveland defense. And this Cleveland defense is elite, like head and shoulders above everyone else. Really, really great. Bottled up that 49ers attack, getting great pressure on the quarterback. And Gardner Minshew, there's a reason why this guy is a perennial backup and not a starter. Under pressure situations, the guy ranks 48th out of 50 QBs that have thrown a pass under duress this season. He's terrible under pressure. So that's why I'm on the under here. Even with it moving down to 39, still like the under. All right, Joe. So that is the follow under Browns Colts, 39 points. Give us the fade.
So I don't necessarily dislike any of these, but the one I like the least is the Lions pick. Now, I went through that game and I dug through it and I just decided, hey, I'm going to sit this one out. I want no part of this game. I'll just sit back and enjoy. And yes, the Lions are absolutely flying, but I do think this will be their toughest challenge of the season. You might say, well, what about the Kansas City Chiefs in week 1? Yeah, you give them credit for winning that game. The Chiefs were missing a couple important players in that game, you might recall. So this will be the toughest defense that they face this season. Should probably be a tough environment too. Now, overall, big picture, yes, I do like the Lions, but I think the Ravens are going to give them a game. Now, I think the Ravens are better than some of the final scores in their games have indicated. So maybe we finally see a complete game from their offense this time around. So that would be the one that I would fade this week.
All right. I will agree. This is a tough one to figure out. It's probably one of the most fun games on the board to at least handicap right now. But there is a definite split in the way that the market is viewing Detroit and then what we're seeing in terms of results from the Lions. So if we look at their results, we look at the advanced stats, they're one of the better two-way teams out there. They're top 10 in EPA allowed, EPA 4 on offense and defense. They're number 2 in total DVOA. So those kind of those holy grail of advanced metrics that bend the curve and kind of account for strength of schedule. So the Lions still getting it done, but we saw them discounted at Tampa last week. They were 3-point favorites on the road. People said it was going to be a trap game. They cover that one easily. They were discounted at Green Bay as well too in week 4. 5-1 ATS on the season and crazy 28-12 ATS covering 78% of the time since Dan Campbell took over. Now the Ravens, like you said, very good defense. Offense though, a little wonky. Struggling to score in the red zone over the last 3 games. The turnovers have been a killer. And then this team, awesome team, quarters 1-3, fourth quarter, absolutely dreadful. They dropped a 16th in EPA allowed per play on defense, 25th in EPA 4 per play in the fourth quarter. And you know who's amazing in fourth quarters and have been for the last 3 years? The Lions. So I'll take the points here, plus 3. It's starting to come down. We're seeing some even money, minus 3 for the Ravens. So maybe this one gets to 2.5. So I definitely want to get the underdog at 3. The teaser crashed and burned last week, but we had hit 2 weeks in a row. What do you like here? Team 600 teaser, Joe.
I would take Seattle down to being a 1.5 favorite over the Cardinals.
All right. Now I'm going to follow your trademark teaser rules of thumb. I'm going to take Atlanta. What are they, plus 2.5? We're going to march them through all those key numbers. Atlanta plus 8.5 on the Team 600 teaser. All right, timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible super boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. All right, clock back in here. Big Thursday night last week. 3-0, perfect. Hit the SGP, or Bet365, same game parlay. So the pressure's on here in week 7. We got Jags and Saints at the midweek game. These odds courtesy of Bet365. Of course, these odds are subject to change before kickoff. And first up, give me the under 40 points in what is almost an automatic play when it comes to New Orleans games right now. The Saints defense among the best in the league, and that's helped this under hit in all 6 games this year. They've actually hit in 12 straight games under going back to 2022. Jacksonville's offense could be missing some bodies in the offensive line. You got Trevor Lawrence dinged up, and this is a tough travel spot for them. They played 2 games in the UK, didn't get the customary bye week. After that, had to play the Colts at home, and now they have to travel on the short week. I think they're feeling a little stiff, a little banged up. Could be a little slow, so I like the under 40 points here. Also taking Saints running back Alvin Kamara to have over 29.5 receiving yards. That's at minus 110. Kamara now in his 4th game back from suspension. Continued chemistry with Derek Carr. He's getting a ton of targets in the passing game, but not necessarily turning those into big yardage. But I think the ceiling is very high for this game. Now, the Jags have allowed the 7th highest receiving yards to running backs. They sit 4th in yards after the catch allowed, and they're 7th in missed tackles. And the player projections for the slippery Kamara range as high as 37 yards through the air. So I like his over 29.5 receiving yards here in week 7. And finally, give me Jaguars. Over 1.5 field goals, minus 105. I love this bet. You've got a limping Trevor Lawrence. You got a banged up offensive line, possibly missing Zay Jones. They struggle to convert on third downs, just 24th in success rate on third downs. They're facing a very stingy New Orleans defense. 3rd in third down defense, 8th in red zone defense. It's an indoor game, so the elements aren't going to play into it. Brandon McManus, their kicker, has attempted at least 3 field goals in 4 of the 6 games this season, so I like them to kick at least 2 field goals on Thursday. If you're interested, you can pack these all together with the same game parlay, plus 650 at Bet365. Now, the under 40.5 is what is selectable on their menu, so that, Kamara over 29.5 and 1.5 field goals from the Jags. 2-minute drill time in making his Sharps 600 debut. Aaron Waterworth, trading manager for Bet365. First up, we got the Team 600 teaser. Let us know what's up. We got Seattle minus 1.5, Atlanta plus 8.5. Give us that final winning leg of the teaser.
Thanks for having me on, Jason. I'm going to go with Denver plus 7 at home.
All right. undefeated teams. They went down last week. We had some flat performances from some of the contenders as well, too. Super Bowl odds, how have they shaken up since week six?
Nothing huge. Top of the market still heavy. Some sway on San Fran, KC, Philly, Dallas. Buffalo, Miami steady, but that's about it. Top team still at the top.
All right. So we've had a boatload of big injuries here the last 2 weeks. How do you guys deal with the injuries, and how much is there a race to adjust before the market comes in and bets?
Always. I mean, you're usually going to get some sort of indication from your action early on when there's big injury news. It's then a race to go from game and cascade down all the different types of futures, depending severity of the injury.
Okay. Thursday night football, a game with an injury involved with Trevor Lawrence dinged up. Mm-hmm. Give us an action update on Jags and Saints right now.
Yeah, obviously, you know, that big question there with Lawrence. However, sharp money likes the Jags money line. That's about 70 to 30% overall action spread, about 65 to 35 Jacksonville. Total very split. People like an Etienne for anytime touchdown.
All right. Under has been the hot bet here in 2023, 60% clip so far. Are you guys adjusting to these lower scores? And what do you think is behind this scoring dip?
I think, you know, overall, the defenses just have the better of the offenses. You look at some of the teams that have poor offenses, mm-hmm. they've actually got decent defenses. So the defenses have the edge so far. Totals are just maturing as the season goes. You're seeing lower marks coming out each week for the lower scoring teams.
All right. Midweek action report for the Sunday slate. Where's the sharp money? What have been the biggest adjustments so far?
I think, you know, looking at Las Vegas, Chicago, huge mover here on the total. Opener 46 down to 37.5. Sharp money's been loving that. All the way down to about 39. Also, Indy plus 2.5, very popular. Like I said earlier, Jags money line. A lot of people thinking Lawrence plays, so they're trying to get some value there.
All right, and the horn went, but we got to get your best bet, and it better be a good one because this is the debut, man. You got to win some people over here. Best bet, best bet for NFL Week 7.
I'm going to go with a small road dog here. I'm taking Detroit plus 3.
Ah, very good. I'm also on the Lions plus 3, so I like that. All right.
Been very good so far.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And a bit of a weird market, and no one really believes in the Lions yet, even though they've been excellent.
That's the best way for them to be.
Yeah, yeah. All right, awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. A reminder, too, to please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast when you get a second. We will be back next Wednesday with Week 8, which is just unbelievable. But until then, best of luck. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.